And for the opening hymn, 238.
Good morning, church. It is beautiful outside. And guess what? It's beautiful in here, too. It is truly a wonderful, wonderful blessing for each and every one of us to be here today. Special greetings. My heart is just so full this morning. It's just a beautiful day to rejoice in his love. And we thank God for being here. Good morning, Minister Ramsey. Good morning. This is my dear friend, everybody. We're just so delighted to have you here with us today. We look forward to your message. Actually, church, I've never heard her preach before. We've been in a lot of settings together, but I've never heard her minister to the flock. So the flock is ready to hear from the shepherd this morning. And y'all, she can rock a robe like no one else can rock a robe. I'm just going to say that to the church this morning. We delight in your presence. I know that you've been ill and you've been down, and you said when you could get to us, you would. And we're just so happy and delighted that God sent you to us this morning. We know we're going to get a message and a word from him. Thank you so very much. It's my pleasure to acknowledge our visitors at this time. So if you're visiting with us this morning, if you just stop by, I'm looking around. I think we're one big happy family, but you never want to miss anything. So if we have visitors this morning, please stand and be acknowledged at this time. If we have any visitors at all, thank God for a happy family. That's where I'm going with this. Church, just briefly, I've reminded you that the United Church of Christ, we're going to have our summer annual meeting. It's going to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on the June 2nd and 3rd. I've sent our delegates the information. I know they're planning on attending. It's going to be at Kirkwood United Church of Christ, and I'll bring more information as we get to that and as we move through this. Women's Fellowship, let me share with the church again this morning that the Women's Fellowship is partnering with Highland Avenue School. This is going to be an ongoing project. We're going to ask the church to participate with us, and we're going to send a simplified list to you, not 9 pages of what they say they needed, any of that. We're going to send a simplified list out to the church. so you'll know what it is and what their needs are. And then we have containers ready that we will let you know when we're going to put them out, and so that you can start participating and bringing items that they really need, that the students and children really need. And even yesterday at our meeting with the Women's Fellowship, we had a wonderful conversation with Holland Avenue, and we're going to be doing something for the administrators and the teachers as well, not just the children. May is Mental Health Month, so we all need to take a look at helping others. And you can see people, they might look just fine to you, but maybe they're not just fine. So we're going to do this. This is going to be a church project for us. We're calling it the Women's Fellowship, but the Women's Fellowship is heading this project up. And so all the church is going to participate in this, and we're going to do it in grand style like we do everything else. You heard me say last Sunday, and we're not at that point yet, that if you don't want to buy anything, you can simply just donate some funds, and we have people that will purchase the items for you. But we'll get back to you in a timely manner about that. Antoinette Moulton, please stand up. And you may turn around and face the church, please. The president, the faculty, and the graduating class of the Alabama State University announces its commencement graduation. We are announcing today that Antoinette Marie Moulton is a candidate for the degree of Master's of Rehabilitation Counseling with a major in Rehabilitation Counseling. And she will graduate on Friday afternoon, May 5th, over at the Alabama State University in the stadium. Let's give Antoinette a praise clap. It's been a long time coming. Antoinette says she's been working and working and working. And she said it has come to fruition. Antoinette, I want to say on behalf of the church this morning to you, what God has for you, it is for you. And it doesn't matter how long it takes to get where you're going, as long as you get there and as long as you take him with you. I see you crying. I feel your spirit. I dare not ask you to say anything to the church this morning. But Antoinette sent me her picture in a robe. We're going to send that out to the church, and I'll send this out. And Antoinette, the church is just so proud of you. You're going to hear from us, the Women's Fellowship, the church. You're just going to hear from us. And we thank God for him sending you our way to be. You are going to say something. Come on up here.
Good morning, church, and thank you all. Back in 2015, the Lord put a dream in my heart that I could go back to school to complete my degree. Back then, I thought it was so far-fetched because I had been out of the classroom for many, many, many years, and I knew that at that point I probably would be the oldest person in the classroom. But the Lord kept pushing me because I kept saying, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to embarrass myself. And there's so much new technology. I'm not going to be able to do this. But the Lord kept pushing me and just told me to keep pressing on. That then I kept saying, you're talking yourself out of this because you're not going to be able to pay for this. And then if you pay for tuition, where's the money for books going to come from? And the Lord kept saying, trust in me. And I will lead you in the way which you should go. And he did. He did just that. And so I'm saying, if I can do it, and if any one of you have that same dream, you can do it. Because I felt that you're not the smartest person in the world. These kids are going to challenge you, and the instructors are going to challenge you. But I got all the support I needed, and I thank God for that. Starting with my husband, my family, and then you all here at First Church. Thank you all so, so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless each of you. You all have a blessed day.
All right, I usually break it down too, but I'm not going to break it down today. Antoinette, once again, thank you. We're so proud of you. Church, we continue to pay for Carolyn Jackson. I have been giving you updates on her, and we see her daughter, and we see the grandbaby, and we see them on when they come to be with the children and participate. And what we want you to know is the church is praying, and we're going to continue to pray for Carolyn. Church, she's out of the hospital now, and we're just praying for healing. I want all of you to hear this. Carolyn Jackson is just a magnificent, wonderful person. She happens to be Linda Wilson's sister. But she's our friend. She's our friend. And so I'm asking the church to lift her up and keep her lifted up in prayer. And we're lifting you up and your family up, and we plan to keep you lifted up as well. I think I've covered everything I need to cover this morning. Look in your bulletins, church. We're going to 5th of May. We're getting ready to move on into May now. So you've got your May birthdays listed. So you can go ahead and start getting your cards ready for these folks and gifts ready for these folks. And we're going to be talking about this. You know, when I say next month is tomorrow. So we're ready to move into May, and we're going to be celebrating birthdays. I did bring a bulletin up here with me. Hold on. So the first part of it will be Daryl Sinkfield, who's celebrating on the 4th. Reggie Miller is celebrating on the 4th. Florette Sinkfield is celebrating on the 5th. Stefan Crum is celebrating on the 6th. And Valora Ford is celebrating on the 7th. Then I'll get ready to take us into the rest of it. But we better get our presents together and get ourselves lined up, because Mother's Day is just around the corner. And it's a special time. It's a special time, whether you're a mother, a grandmother, a stepmother, a meemaw, whatever you want to call us. Whatever, it's special because mothers are special. So go ahead and start getting yourself ready for Mother's Day. I'm done, church, but I got to give you a thought for the week. I must give you a thought for the week. And I want you to take this thought with you today from me. And I want you to have it with you all week long, everywhere you go. When you have a decision to make, and it seems like a hard decision to make, I want you to trust God. I want you to allow him to lead you, lean not upon your own understanding, because you won't get it anyway. Go to him in prayer. Have a wonderful week, church.
Thank you. most holy and everlasting Father, we come before your throne of grace and of mercy, realizing that you're God and you're God all by yourself. You don't need anybody else to help you be God. Father, we know that you already know what we're thinking. You already know what we need. Yes. But you told us that we ought to take our cares to you in prayer. So we pray this morning thanking you for allowing us to just wake up and see a new day. Thank you, Lord, for letting us be able to get dressed and old folks said be in our right minds and make our way to the house of the Lord. We need you. Lord, we need you every second, every minute, every hour as we travel on this journey. You already know what we're going through. You knew it before we even got there. But you still said, come unto me, my children, and I will care for you. I will take care of you. I will protect you. So we thank you for your protection. Lord, we confess that we haven't always gotten it right. But Lord, we try. And with your help, we know that we can do better. We can be the kind of Christians, the kind of children that you want us to be. Father, we thank you for your mercy, for you've been good to us. Somebody right now is missing a loved one who's gone on to glory. Someone right now is praying for someone in the hospital. Someone is sitting by a sick bed hoping that you're going to come today and come soon. Lord, please hear their prayers. Lord, there's so much going on down here in this world. And sometimes we just don't seem to understand. But we know that you are still God. And you're still in charge. Father, we love you and we adore you. We thank you. We praise and we worship your holy name. It is in the precious name of Jesus that we ask and we pray. And the church will help me say amen.
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 Amen. And
amen.
Praise to our God.
to you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you.
Come on, you can do better than that. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, just beautiful. I'm gonna move this out of my way. Good morning again. I'm gonna pass that one. I must admit that when Pastor Robinson called me about this engagement, I thought to myself, now wait a minute, Jean, you know, we've been through the pandemic, we've been out sick, and COVID almost killed you, and when you don't preach for a while, your rhythm's off. But I felt somehow that this was my assignment, if that makes any sense. And so I'm here, and I'm here with a message that I hope you'll take to heart. It's not a new one for me, but I went back and I made some revisions, and I'm not going to do all of it. I'm not going to keep you long, but I just want to share it with you. So if you will go with me to the book of Deuteronomy. I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 11, 12, and if time permits, 13. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, excuse me, verses 11, 12, 13. If you have it, say amen. Amen. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange god with him. He made him to ride upon the high places of the earth, that he might eat of the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of a rock, and oil out of a flinty rock. And from those verses, I want to talk just a few minutes about a subject that might be familiar to some of us. The eagle stirs her nest. The eagle stirs her nest. Each of us will experience a moment in this life when everything that God has deposited within us must stand up and give an account. God has placed within you and with me incredible destiny, purpose, visions and dreams, and those things that he's placed within us will not lie dormant. God will do whatever he has to do to get those things to come to fruition. Whatever deposit God made in you and with me, it was never for our glory, but it was always for his glory. And so if God has to frustrate some relationships and some friendships, if God has to put a monkey wrench in your plans, whatever he has to do to make sure that that greatness does not lie dormant, God will do. I'm preaching this sermon today because many of you have felt in your spirit that God was pushing you out of something, pushing you to a new dimension, moving you out of places where you have felt discomfort. And you said to yourself, I've got a chance to do some things, but I need a little help. And so I want to affirm to you that everything that's happened in your life from the day you were born to this day was for this very moment.
All right.
You see, the hour has come. The hour has come for you to move out of your codependence on other people, watching other folks do what God empowered you to do. The hour has come for you to move out of the background and literally move to the front of the line and walk in the destiny that God has ordained for your life. The hour has come for you to stop making excuses as to why you cannot do what God has anointed and appointed you to do. In our text today, we find the most prolific story in the life of the children of God. It was their pilgrimage from Egyptian bondage to the promised land. And throughout the Old Testament, this story is told as a reminder of the hand of God upon his chosen people. You are chosen. You're not like anybody else. And God has a purpose for your life that goes all the way back to the foundations of the world. Many are called, but few are what? Chosen. And it is here where the scriptures parallel the life of the people of God to that of an eagle and how that little eagle develops her young. The Bible says the eagle stirs her nest. Now you must understand that this message is really about to fly over your head if you don't grab a hold of what I'm going to tell you. So now you got to stay with me. You see, the eagle is not just a bird. The eagle is the king of birds. The eagle has divine eyesight. You know that you have an eagle has what they call eagle vision. The eagle doesn't see like other birds. In fact, that eagle can see farther than any other bird. That is why that thing that's down on the inside of you has caused you to see farther than many people around you. You can see yourself with that degree. You can see yourself in that new house. You can see yourself opening that business you've been dreaming about. You can see yourself healed and set free. That is because you are not just any old bird running around. God built you to be like the eagle. You see, the eagle is the king of birds. Eagle has divine nature, okay? And I told you how they can see. But the eagle also has strength. The eagle has what they call adaptability. And God has to sometimes test our adaptability. And it's through the strengthening of the wings that make those wings of that eagle so powerful. You got to use them. You know, God's put some stuff in us that if we don't use, it doesn't grow. We've got to have some tenacity to do what God wants us to do. The eagle can fly higher than any bird. People look at you and they wonder how you got to the levels that you're in now. You can tell them that if it had not been for the Lord.
Amen.
Who was what? On my side. Come on, somebody. If it had not been for God helping me and giving me his many gifts and benefits as he always does to his children, my strength came because God allowed me to go through some things. But not only that, eagles fly solo. Eagles fly alone. They don't bunch up together. You will always see an eagle by herself. She's never in a bunch. Something about that eagle I just kind of like. Eagles don't need somebody patting them on the back all the time. You see people like that, you always got to give them a little plus for everything. Okay, Eagles make up their minds that I'm going to do what I got to do if I have to do it by myself. That's what eagles do. And you are an eagle. So the Bible declares that the eagle stirs her nest. Talks about how she flutters her wings over her young to teach them how to fly. Well, the hour has come now when you must learn how to fly. You have got to get out of the nest and do what God has told you to do. I don't know who it is that I'm talking to, but there's somebody wrestling with some things today. And I'm telling you that this is your opportunity. He's waiting on you to do what he has empowered you to do. Mother Eagle knows that her little eaglets are immature. She knows that they're vulnerable and gullible. So she protects them. She does everything to protect them through their growth. You see, those little eaglets don't know how to fly right just yet. You know? They don't know how to protect themselves. So Mother Eagle makes sure that she's always there to protect them. And if you don't know that the power that God gave you already to do what he has told you to do, it's already resonating in your belly. All you got to do is act upon what God showed you and what he told you to do. And I know that everyone in you has a vision from God already. But I know we get scared sometimes. I know we do. But you've got to step out and do what he told you to do. God has given those little eaglets some instincts. They know how to call on Mother Eagle, especially when they're hungry or when they're in trouble. God knows how to keep them in the safety of the nest so that the predators don't take them away and kill them. You were always supposed to be on the top. You were never supposed to be on the bottom. You were always supposed to be the head and never the tail. And that's why you feel uncomfortable in low places and down and around low down people, because you're not where you're supposed to be. But not only that, that mother eagle sort of intimidates the predators. They know not to come near her babies. But she will handle some business. I'm moving on. She has them covered. You see, the eagle builds a nest that's about 6 feet deep. And when she's building that nest for those little eaglets, she has a way of taking those little twigs that she's using. And she can make those little twigs seem like pillows to those little eaglets. And they rest and they get used to the nest. But sometimes God comes and tells us that nest season is over. That we got to get out of the nest. And that is my message to you today. Nest season is over. Well, Mr. Rams, what does that eagle do? Well, I tell you, she starts to spread her wings, and she kind of shows them how to fly. She flutters over the nest so they can see her wings flutter and get the message. Then the day comes when she takes that little eaglet and puts him on her back. And C.L. Franklin used to say she flies out into wide blue yonder. Somebody remember that? And just when that little eaglet is unsuspecting, Ted, she'll dive beneath him. And that little eaglet finds itself falling in the sky. Mother eaglet says, she just kind of flies around, you know, and she's watching. She's not going to really let them fall, but they don't know that. So that little eaglet is out there flipping and flopping those little wings, trying to fly. And just before that little eaglet hits the ground, what happens? Mother eagle scoops down, picks them up, takes them back to the nest. That's what God does for me and you. Oh, I've had some falls in my day. I don't know about you. I've tried to fly sometimes, and it seems like it wasn't going to work. But God swooped down and picked me up. I'm moving on. It is time for you to walk into your destiny. It is time for you to do what God has told you to do. God is right now agitating your little nest. He's probably poking you, but you don't know what's going on. Why is God doing this? Well, I'll tell you what the eagle does. When those little eaglets won't leave the nest, she starts to move those little soft spots and put the twigs back there so it can stick them and make them uncomfortable. And if one of them still won't leave the nest, do you know what Mother Eagle will do? She will tear the whole nest down so they have nowhere to go but fly like an eagle. God does that sometimes, it seems, doesn't it? She understands, though, that they have to be exposed. They got to have some exposure. And if we never get out of our comfort zone, if we never get out of our zip code, then we don't reach the heights that God wants us to attain. That mother's saying to that little eaglet, this is the day. You're going to either fly or you're going to die. And that's what God says to us. You're either going to be successful today or you're going to fail. But if you listen to me and you trust me, success is yours. I'm coming on to a close. You have to confirm your eagleness. You see, when storms come, chickens run to the coop and hide. When storms come, turkeys run scared. But the eagle looks at the storm and says, oh my, what a day. This storm is about to bless me. The eagle is the only bird that will fly directly into a storm. And then she gets right in the storm, and she has a way of setting her wings so that the wind gets beneath her wings. And the wind begins to lift her higher and higher till the eagle is up above the storm, looking down at the storm. You are an eagle. You're not a chicken. Flocking together. We got to get rid of them hen house ways. You are not a buzzard chasing dead stuff. Huh? You are an eagle. And you must act and function as God has built you to do, as an eagle. Somebody knows that there's a promotion waiting on them, and he's just waiting on you to step out and take it. Somebody knows right now within you that it's time to start that business that God's been telling you about. Somebody knows down within, am I right about it, what God has told you to do. But you're scared. I get it. But you must try your wings. The only way you find out that your God is the God who will take you to heights unknown. is to move when God says move. Use the gifts that he's already put within you. And with that, I want to say thank the Lord. I love you, and I thank you for the opportunity to be here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen.